The 90-mile-long Housatonic Railroad was chartered prior to the dawn of the Civil War, and it runs from Massachusetts to Danbury. Currently, it only serves freight trains. Its last passenger train ran in 1971. And speaking on WNPR's Where We Live, Congresswoman Elizabeth Estey said if the Housatonic Railroad reopened to passengers, it would allow for train service between the Berkshires and New York City. But she cautioned that making the necessary upgrades would require a lot of money from Washington, D.C.
Well, the folks from the Housatonic Railroad claimed that they can do it once they got a green light and money, they could do it within 3 years. So I'm really going to bear down and look to see what we can do at the state level, what we might need to do federally. Frankly, we know what the roads are like here. We don't have a lot of opportunity to increase the footprint. We don't want to for our roads and our highways. We absolutely need to be looking at rail.
Last year, Massachusetts identified $113 million in planned track upgrades, which are expected to be approved as part of Governor Deval Patrick's transportation budget this month. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.